It's Full Metal Jacket on the show with us tonight, Clutch singer Neil Fallon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Clutch has a brand new album coming out called Book of Bad Decisions. Neil, you're often a noir, pulp fiction kind of lyricist. How is it different for you to write a song that tells an autobiographical story like Gimme the Keys?
Well, it's kind of new to me in some ways, because I've kind of always been dismissive of real life events because I found them to be kind of boring. But then I kind of realized that they're not necessarily that boring, especially if you just take up a heaping helping of poetic license with it. And, you know, for 27 years now, we've been doing this, and there's bound to be at least one or two lyrics in there somewhere.
I think it's a great story.
No, thank you.
Clutch has a new album called The Book of Bad Decisions. Here's a tune from it, Gimme the Keys. Yeah. It's Full Metal Jacket, Neil Fallon from Clutch with us on the show tonight, talking about the new album, Book of Bad Decisions. By the way, a great album title. What's the best thing you've ever learned from making a bad decision?
Learning how to recognize it and not doing it again, which doesn't always, you know, pan out. But I think you got to look at any bad decision as a chance to learn something. And I think that ultimately that's what life's all about. It's certainly no one's perfect.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Neil Fallon from Clutch with us. Quick break. Still to come this hour, we'll be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. And up next, music from Saxon, plus we'll check out a new tune from Jungle Rot. Yeah! It's Full Metal Jacket, Neil Fallon from Clutch with us on the show tonight. And the last two albums were produced by Machine and recorded in Texas and New Jersey, this time working in Nashville with Vance Powell. How did that collaborative and geographical difference dictate the overall sound of the new album?
Well, we had written the whole record before we got into Nashville, so it didn't really have that much of an impact in that regard. But Vance Powell is an amazing engineer and producer, and he comes from a live background. And although a lot of that's country music, it doesn't really matter what the genre is. His studio engineering techniques are the same no matter what, and he's a master at it.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Neil Fallon from Clutch is my guest tonight. The new Clutch album is called Book of Bad Decisions, and it's coming out September 7th. Neil's going to be picking music in just a little bit. We'll have Josta's weekly pick from The Pit, also music from Judas Priest. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jacket. Neil Fallon from Clutch is my guest on the show tonight. And you became a board member at the Innocent Lives Foundation. How is your involvement changing you as a person?
Well, the Innocent Lives Foundation, the mission statement is to unmask online child predators, which is something that I had known about. But like a lot of other people, I didn't want to know anything more about it than I already did. But the thing is, these kids that are in these situations of horrific abuse don't have the luxury of ignoring it. And I said, well, I'm in a position to help somehow. And if it helps one kid, then it's worth it. And it's incredibly humbling. And it's a very dark topic, but I think it's important to try to do more good than harm in this world. And if this is some way that I can do that, then I feel very fortunate to be having been asked to be a board member on it.
Neil Fallon with us. It's Full Metal Jacket. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pickup of the Week. Also new music from Suicidal Tendencies. We've got a tune from Testament. And more with my guest, Clutch singer Neil Fallon. Full Metal Jacket, Neil Fallon from Clutch on the show tonight. And Clutch have been the same four guys since you were in high school. So there's a high level of familiarity musically and personally. In what ways do you still surprise each other on stage and off stage?
Well, I think we surprise each other because we're so familiar with how we play on stage. It's easy to kind of read each other's minds, but despite that, there's always those moments when John Paul may do a different fill or Dan switch up a bass line that really stand out because we're used to our interband languages. And we always surprise each other just by, I think, a collective sense of humor. You got to have one. And the band always sounds the same because it's the same four dudes. But having said that, I think we all know that we want to learn together as we, you know, progress as a band through the years.
Neil Fallon from Clutch with us. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and new music from Suicidal Tendencies. It's Full Metal Jacket. Neil Fallon from Clutch with us. And Clutch has a tendency to play new songs before they're recorded. How many of the tracks on Book of Bad Decisions actually came together on stage?
Well, in one shape or another, every song was played somehow on stage, even if it were just a brief instrumental thing. There was only one song that was written entirely in the studio. And the thing is about that is sometimes things may sound great in the studio, but when you bring it onto the stage, it doesn't translate. And we learned very quickly that the best litmus test for a song is in front of a crowd, because the band will play it different than, you know, the comfort of a studio and the laziness that sometimes a studio can create. And really, I think rock and roll or any kind of music, its true home is live on stage.
Full Metal Jacket, the new Clutch album, Book of Bad Decisions, comes out September 7th. It's available for pre-order now, and Clutch is going to be on tour in the fall as well. Neil, thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity.
Full Metal Jacket, we've got more metal on the way.